When it comes to neurodivergence and autism and those kind of disabilities with children, families, they keep it under wraps as much as possible. So if it's something like visible, like cerebral palsy or a child in a wheelchair, of course, then you have to say it. But if a child has autism, unless he or she looks visibly severely autistic, they're not going to mention it, but just treat them as a human being instead of someone with a disability. They seem to separate the two, especially in my culture. It's just like they have a disability, we don't need to pay much attention to them. Disability is looked at as a taboo. Back home, if someone has a disability, they'll be locked away. They will not be outside. Even here, there's a lot of families whose kids have disabilities. They keep them at home. They don't get them out because people will talk. People will say, if you have a disability in your household, people don't want to marry into that household because they feel like it's contagious. So I made sure that I was isolating myself from the community, because at the time the community were not accepting of children with disabilities. It is stigmatised still. Once I isolated myself from the community, I put all my effort and my time into my children. It goes back to the privacy, because you're just telling everyone your business. They're not going to help you. You're not going to ask for help. So why would you tell them your business in the first place? He would probably be very upset with me, and I'd feel like I broke his trust, because not even just our family, any gypsy or traveller family, it's very confidential. You don't talk about family business to anyone. If their mobility went, how would that look if they would let me get outside help? It's completely out of the question, because again, it's the shame in the community. What would I look like if I put my mum and dad in a care home?